Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 454 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help people answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. And we have an SEO question today from Tom. So let's just go right into Tom's question. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. My name's Tom, and I have a question about SEO. A couple of years ago, my site got hit by the Google Panda penalty, and I dropped in the rankings. I disavowed all the external links that Google seemed to think were spam, except for the ones that I knew weren't. And I've tried everything with my SEO that I can think of to come back. I've been writing decent articles. I've been, you know, posting them on social media. I've been getting shares, but still I can't seem to get out of this penalty area. And I'm just wondering if you had any tips on what somebody can do if they were hit with a penalty.
Hey, Tom, what's up? I am so sorry to hear about your penalty and that, you know, you've been trying really hard to recover from it. I know a lot of people who got hit really hard and who still haven't yet recovered. And a lot of people even had to start over, essentially. But that isn't something that most of them had to do. There's just a little bit of investigation that has to be done, or maybe a lot of bit of investigation, to understand exactly what penalties are happening and why and all those sorts of things. So a little bit of background for those of you who don't know, Google Panda was an algorithm change that Google came out with in their effort to have better search engine results for people, because a lot of people were gaming the system and trying things. And, you know, I even got involved with a little bit of that myself with Niche Site Duel 1.0 and creating backlinks and all those sorts of things. Now, it's all about content value, user experience, time on site, bounce rate, all those sorts of things play a major role in your website. So, Tom, make sure you're paying attention to those types of indicators as well. You know, the user experience and how people go through your site, navigation, mobile friendliness, those sorts of things are extremely important. And potentially, maybe you fix the Panda problem, but Google Panda is just the name that they gave that algorithm change in 2011. But perhaps there are some other reasons that are current that you're not up to date with that may be affecting your search engine results as well. But that's just one thing I want to point out. But there is a great resource out there, probably the ultimate guide for getting out of any sort of penalty related to your website that might have happened. And this is by a guy named Neil Patel. I've had him on the show before. He's, as far as I'm concerned, the king of SEO and just knows everything there is to know about all this stuff. You can check out this article. I've created a nice short link for you. If you go to askpat.com/penalty. So again, askpat.com/penalty. That'll redirect you to Neil's article here on quicksprout.com, which is called The Step-by-Step Guide to Fixing Any Google Penalty. So if you haven't done some of the things mentioned in this particular post, this will outline the things that you should do. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It's quite long, actually, and but I'm just going to go over a few things. So step two here says to make sure you understand your penalty. Step one is just to understand what it is that – what is step one here? Step one is to understand the two types of penalties and how to tell which one you have. But then step two is to understand your penalty here. So there are a couple things that can happen. One, you can be penalized from Google, meaning you will be deranked or even de-indexed. De-indexed is the worst thing, where you actually can't be found in Google anymore, and that's if you've done something really bad. But getting deranked is where you might have been on the first page for a long time, and then you get penalized and you're not even on the 10th page anymore. You're way deep in the search engine rankings where nobody can find you, essentially. And that could happen for a number of reasons. One, unnatural links. And Tom, it sounds like you fixed those, you know, these random links that are pointing to your website that aren't relevant. You know, Google only wants to count natural backlinks that were created without your involvement. And that's a major change that has happened over the last number of years. A number of other things that could be happening on your website are thin/duplicate content. So thin meaning there's just, it's just shallow. It's 300 to 500 word articles and that's it. So if that's the kind of articles you have, you might need to beef them up a little bit. You know, pretty much thin content, according to Google, has little or no added value. And of course, it's up to debate, but we're under Google's rules, and that's what happens when you play that game. The spam is another thing. A lot of spam on your website just shows that, you know, it's not being upkept or that it's just old, and so it just doesn't need to be ranking really high. You know, Google doesn't want to show websites that have a lot of spam on it. The Panda algorithm, there's a number of different things that Panda specifically was affected by. Shallow content, like I said, poorly written content, substantial duplicate content, and content that adds no real value. There's the Penguin algorithm as well, which there's a lot of other things that are involved with that. Now, step three here is identifying and fixing all relevant problems. And he talks about, you know, fixing natural links here. Then he goes into how to discover, let's see, this is really long, fixing thin content. So how to find duplicate meta descriptions, which could be an indicator for Google on things that, you know, could be deranking your website. Fixing the Panda penalty specifically, he talks about, actually I'll read this part to you. It's important to understand that both Panda and Penguin are algorithmic penalties. Even if you fix the issue, you will have to wait until the algorithm is run to see if you were successful. So it sounds like you've given it enough time, but that is something for everybody to know. Just even if you fix it right away, it might not show up right away. Since a Panda penalty can be triggered by many different things, here's a list of most common fixes you should implement. Get rid of any thin or duplicate content. See above. Again, he walks you through that. Create unique meta tags and titles for each page, if not done already. Go through all articles to see if they read awkwardly. If the keyword seems forced, replace it with a synonym. Reduce or eliminate any link cloaking. So that's specifically for Panda, which will hopefully help you, Tom. And there's a lot more information in here as well. And the last thing you could do for manual penalties is to put your best foot forward and ask for reconsideration, which is something you could do as well. And he shows you how to do that too. So again, this is a really helpful article. It's very detailed in depth. It goes definitely into the depths of fixing your penalties. And again, I don't know much about this, but Neil does, and that's why I wanted to recommend this article to you. So go to askpat.com/penalty, and that'll redirect you to this page here. I've made sure it works. Actually, just let me double check for you. askpat.com/boom. Oops, not boom, but penalty. I didn't actually type in boom. But yep, that redirects to it. So go ahead and check that out. Again, askpat.com/penalty. And Tom, I hope that helps you out in some way, shape, or form. And for everybody else out there who you feel your site was deranked because of something you did, this will help fix it. So wishing you all the best of luck, Tom. Thank you so much. I wish you the best. And for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. Thank you once again. And you'll hear from my assistant in a couple of weeks to collect your information so we could send that to you free of charge. Thank you to everybody who has asked a question in the past. We're trying to get to as many as we can. 5 days a week, that's how many we do. And if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And I also want to thank today's sponsor here. They just sponsored the end of the show, actually, interestingly enough. And this is Braintree. You've heard me talk about this before. Now, if you're doing any sort of mobile applications and you're searching for a simple payment solution for whatever it is you're doing, this is a company that works with Uber, Airbnb, and so many others to make easy integrations with your mobile app so you can collect payments easy in any way possible. To learn more and get your first $50,000 in transaction fees for free, head on over to braintreepayments.com/pat. Again, that's braintreepayments.com/pat. They make the payment solutions completely seamless in your application. And check it out, braintreepayments.com/pat. Thank you so much for listening to Ask Pat today. I appreciate you. And as always, we're going to end with a quote. And this quote comes from John Lennon. He says, "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. And I told them they didn't understand life." Thanks again for listening in. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next week in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.